You know that specific kind of Sunday evening dread?
Oh, I know it well.
Not the one where you just don't want to go to work, but the one where you realize you finished this like massive project on Friday,
Yeah.
you sent it off, and you just know, deep in your soul, nobody is going to look at it.
The black hole of corporate productivity.
Seriously, you spent weeks gathering data. You write a 60-page compliance report. You format all the charts. It's a masterpiece of intelligence. You email it to the team, and then
Crickets.
crickets.
It's the classic content bottleneck. You have the intelligence, you have the facts, but the format is just, it's all wrong. In today's economy, asking a busy executive or a new client to read a 60-page PDF is like asking them to run a marathon without training.
It's just not going to happen. And that is so frustrating because the value is locked inside that document. And usually to unlock it, to turn it into, I don't know, a video or a podcast, you'd need a creative team, a budget, and another 3 weeks.
Which is why the report just stays unread. But today, we're exploring a solution to this that feels a little bit like magic, but is actually just really smart engineering. We're looking at a marriage between two pieces of technology.
Two protagonists in our story today. On one side, we have the orchestrator, a platform called Nintex. And on the other side, we have the voice, which is the auto content API.
And the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug them into each other. Because we aren't just talking about writing faster or, using AI to draft an email. We're talking about headless content production.
Headless content production. I have to admit, that sounds a little bit like a horror movie title.
It does have a cyberpunk vibe, doesn't it?
Or maybe a band name.
Yeah. But in the tech world, headless just means decoupled. It means separating the creation of the content from the human effort that's usually required to produce it.
Okay, so imagine a workflow. Trigger something totally boring like approve invoice or update policy, automatically birthing a fully produced podcast or a video without a human ever pressing record.
That is the promise. But before we get to the flashy AI output, we have to understand the brain of the operation. We need to talk about Nintex.
Right, Nintex. Now, looking at the research, they seem to be everywhere, but they sort of operate in the background, you know?
That's by design. They position themselves as the nervous system of a company. If you are in a large organization, government, banking, manufacturing, you've probably interacted with Nintex without even knowing it.
They handle the plumbing.
They handle the process. Think about something like licensing and permitting for a city government
Okay.
or loan origination for a bank. These are really complex processes. Form A goes to Department B, gets approved by Manager C, then triggers Notification D. Nintex automates that entire flow.
Okay, so they're the ones making sure the paperwork doesn't get lost in someone's inbox. But in the source material, they use this phrase that just it completely stopped me in my tracks. Agentic business orchestration.
It's a mouthful.
It sounds like something from a spy novel. Agentic orchestration. What does that actually mean in plain English?
It signals a shift. Old school automation was very linear, if this, then that. Agentic orchestration is about governing AI agents to do complex work. It's about unifying systems, breaking down those silos where data gets stuck, and having intelligent agents actually move the process forward, not just write the paperwork.
So it's not just a conveyor belt anymore. It's more like a traffic controller who can actually make decisions.
That's a great analogy. But here's the catch, and this is why we're here today. Nintex is incredible at moving data and tasks. It ensures the new hire gets their laptop. It ensures the vendor gets paid. But the output of all that orchestration is usually what?
Text. It's always text, a form, a notification email, a row in a SharePoint list.
Precisely. It's dry, it's administrative, it's efficient, but it's not engaging. And that brings us to the gap. Nintex manages the logic, but it lacks the voice to communicate that logic in a way humans actually like.
Enter our second character, the Auto Content API.
This is where things get really interesting. Auto Content API markets itself as the industrial engine for content.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here because I know what you're thinking. I have ChatGPT on my phone. I have Gemini. I have Claude. Why do I need an industrial engine?
That is the most common question.
Yeah.
But think about how you use ChatGPT. It's chat first. You open a browser, you type a prompt, you wait, you read. It requires you to be there driving it.
Right. It's a tool for a human.
Auto content is API first. It's designed to be triggered by code, specifically by a system like Nintex. It doesn't want to chat with you. It wants to receive a payload of data, transform it, and send it back. It's infrastructure, not a chatbot.
So it's meant to run in the dark.
Yes. And its philosophy isn't just generation, it's transformation. It takes an existing asset, that boring PDF, a URL, a raw data set, and transforms it into a broadcast-ready asset.
And when you say broadcast-ready, we aren't talking about a robot voice reading a text file, are we? Because we've all heard those, and they are just terrible.
No, and that's the other big differentiator. We are talking about Notebook LM, quality audio, but automated. Podcasts with two distinct voices, banter, breath pauses. We are talking about vertical video for TikTok or explainer videos with avatars.
You mentioned Notebook LM, that Google tool everyone is obsessed with right now. I use it all the time to summarize papers, but you can't automate it.
Exactly. Notebook LM has a drag and drop interface.
Yeah.
It's great for a one-off research project, but you can't hook it up to a Nintex workflow to process 500 claims a day. Auto content fills that Notebook LM gap. It's the enterprise alternative.
Okay, so we have the brain, which is Nintex, and the mouth, auto content. Let's smash them together. I want to walk through a specific scenario because abstract tech just makes my eyes glaze over. Let's talk about onboarding.
A perfect place to start. Low stakes, high pain.
We've all been there. You start a new job, you're excited, and then HR drops the employee handbook on you. It's 50 pages. It covers everything from the mission statement to the dress code to how to file a grievance.
And let's be honest, do you read it?
I skim the holiday section and I sign the back page.
Everyone does, and that's a risk for the company. So in a standard Nintex workflow, new employee added triggers a bunch of tasks. Set up email, order laptops, and tax forms.
Standard stuff.
But imagine adding one more step to that Nintex workflow. It grabs the text of that 50-page handbook and sends it to the Auto Content API with a specific instruction. Create a 15-minute culture podcast.
And what comes back?
An MP3 file. A full episode featuring two AI hosts. Let's call them Alex and Sarah. They're upbeat, professional, and they're discussing the handbook. They aren't reading it verbatim. They're saying things like, hey, welcome to the team. One thing you really need to know about the culture here is that we value deep work, so no meetings on Wednesdays.
That actually is something I would listen to.
You'd listen to it on your commute to your first day.
But wait, does it sound fake? I mean, if I'm a new employee and I find out my welcome was generated by a bot, do I feel welcomed or do I feel processed?
That's a valid concern. But the counter argument is, did you feel welcomed by the 50-page PDF?
Touché.
The feedback suggests that if the content is high quality, if it's actually helpful and easy to consume, people prefer it over the friction of reading a dense document. It creates a sort of private podcast network inside the company for knowledge transfer.
And because it's Nintex driving it, nobody in HR had to write a script or hire voice actors.
It's set it and forget it.
Until the policy changes.
Then you update the PDF, and Nintex automatically generates a new episode.
Okay, so that's internal. Nobody dies if the onboarding podcast is a little cheesy, but let's ratchet up the pressure. What about when money is on the line? Use case B in our stack is sales and compliance.
Right. This is the quote to cash process. Nintex is huge in this space. Or contract management for banking.
So similar setup. A salesperson sends a complex contract to a client. Or a bank processes a loan application. Usually the client gets this dense legal document full of jargon like indemnification and force majeure.
And that creates friction. The client hesitates. They don't understand clause 4. They call support. The deal stalls.
So how does our power couple solve this? Because you can't just podcast a contract. That sounds like a cure for insomnia.
No, you need visuals.
Yeah.
So Nintex detects that the contract has been generated. It parses the specific terms, the interest rate, the payment dates, the penalties. It sends that structured data to the video endpoint in Auto Content.
And the API generates a video.
Instantly. A 60-second explainer video. It uses an AI avatar dressed in professional attire to walk the customer through their specific contract.
Wait, their contract. So if my interest rate is 5.2%, the avatar says 5.2%.
Correct. It says, hi, John. Thanks for choosing us. Just to clarify, your rate is 5.2% and your first payment is due on the 1st.
That is wild. It's a personalized video for every single customer. But, and here comes my skepticism again, isn't that risky? What if the AI hallucinates? What if the avatar promises me a 0% interest rate? The lawsuit would be massive.
That is the crucial difference between generative and data-driven. Nintex isn't asking the AI to write a creative story about a loan. It is passing specific variables. The script is a template. The data is just inserted. It's known as deterministic output.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. It's reading the variables, not improvising.
Exactly. And the economics of this are what really caught my eye in the reports. To do this manually, to film a human saying, "Hi, John," it's impossible at scale.
You'd need an army of actors.
Even a cheap automated video service usually costs, what, $300 plus per minute if you involve humans in the loop.
Right.
Auto Content does this for roughly 400 credits. That's about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
That is cost arbitrage. It makes personalized video economically viable for the first time. The sources note that these explainer videos lead to fewer support tickets and more qualified leads because you're removing the confusion that kills deals.
It's basically giving every customer a white glove concierge experience, but for the price of a latte.
And faster. Speed is the other currency here.
Speaking of speed and scale, Nintex is a global platform. A lot of our listeners are in multinationals. If I'm rolling out a new product in 20 countries, the content bottleneck isn't just creating the content, it's translating it.
Translation is a massive bottleneck.
Yeah.
And usually you settle for translating the text, but the video and audio remain in English because it's just too expensive to dub them.
Right, you just slap subtitles on it and call it a day.
With Auto Content plugged into Nintex, you achieve what they call omnichannel ubiquity.
Fancy words. Break it down.
The Nintex workflow takes the English announcement. It hits the Auto Content API 5, 10, 20 times. Instantly, you have the German audio, the Spanish video with the lip-synced avatar, the Japanese text summary.
So the Japanese office gets a video that looks and sounds Japanese.
Yes. You aren't just translating. You are localizing the media assets.
Right.
You are multiplying your total addressable market instantly without hiring a local production team in every single region.
That is a superpower for a lean marketing team. But there was one other use case that I found really clever, newsjacking.
Yes. This moves into the revenue operations side of things.
For those who don't know, newsjacking is basically jumping on a breaking news trend to get attention for your brand. Like if the Fed cuts interest rates, you want to be out there immediately explaining what it means for your customers.
But usually by the time you spot the news, write the script, get legal approval, and film the video.
The news cycle is over. Everyone has moved on to a cat video.
Exactly. So Auto Content has real-time social media feeds.
Okay.
It connects to X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It monitors for keywords.
So let's play this out. Let's say I'm a mortgage lender.
Okay. Auto Content detects a spike in the term interest rates dropping. It triggers a Nintex workflow. Step one, Auto Content generates a deep research report analyzing the sentiment. Why is it trending? What are people asking?
So I get a briefing document on my desk automatically.
But you can go further. Nintex could theoretically route that report to the strategy team via Slack and attach a draft script for a reaction video. Or even the video itself sitting in a pending approval folder.
So the system does the listening, the researching, and the drafting. The human just has to watch it and hit approve.
It reduces the reaction time from days to minutes. In the attention economy, being first is often more important than being perfect.
It's fascinating because we are seeing this shift from process automation, which is what Nintex has always done, to content automation. But we need to talk about the elephant in the room, the money.
The ROI.
Nintex actually released a report called the AI and Less Report. Did you catch that?
I did. It's a very honest look at the industry. It talks about the ROI gap.
What is the gap?
Basically, companies are spending billions on AI, but productivity isn't doubling. And the question is why? Is because most people are using AI as a toy. They play with it. They chat with it. It's not integrated into the workflow.
It's a side of desk activity, not the desk itself.
Correct. The Unless report argues that AI doesn't generate ROI unless it is orchestrated, unless it is part of a governed process.
So let's look at the math provided in the Auto Content sources. We touched on the video cost, but look at podcasting. A human-produced podcast episode like this one costs money. Editing, mixing, hosting, talent.
If you outsource it, you're looking at $150 to $500 minimum per episode.
And the API cost.
Depending on the length, between 10 cents and 2 euros.
That is hard to wrap my head around. 10 cents.
Because you aren't paying for human time, you are paying for compute. And this changes the strategy completely. It allows you to go after the long tail.
What do you mean by the long tail in this context?
Well, normally you wouldn't make a video about a niche topic that only 50 customers care about.
Mm-hmm.
It's too expensive. But if the video costs 4 euros to make, Suddenly, it's profitable to make content for those 50 people.
You can flood the zone. You can make a video for every single support article in your database.
Flood the zone is the right phrase. The sources mention programmatic SEO. You could have Nintex trigger the creation of thousands of unique landing pages, each with its own unique video and podcast, all generated from your existing data. You just dominate the search results because you have more rich media than anyone else.
That is a massive strategic advantage, but it also feels a little bit like we are filling the internet with sludge. Just an endless AI content.
That is the risk. Volume does not equal value, and that's why the Nintex part is so key. You need the human governance to set the quality standards. If you automate garbage, you just get garbage at scale.
Scalable garbage is a terrible business model.
It really is.
So we've covered the tech, the use cases, the money, but I want to zoom out to the philosophy of this. Nintex talks about the agentic future.
This is their vision, where AI agents don't just help us, they act for us.
And usually when we hear AI doing work, we think about spreadsheets, we think about math. But this deep dive shows that work now includes creativity. It includes media production.
That is the fundamental shift. We are moving to a world where the company voice is decoupled from human vocal cords.
It's headless content, just like we have headless commerce.
Exactly. Nintex is the brain, deciding what needs to be said is when. Auto content is the mouth, speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
And the human.
Yeah.
The human becomes the architect.
The architect.
You design the workflow. You set the tone.
Yeah.
You ensure the facts are right. But you stop being the bottleneck. You stop being the one who has to sit in a recording booth or edit a video timeline.
Which is good because, frankly, I don't want to record 500 explainer videos about mortgage rates.
Nobody does. That's the beauty of it. It frees humans to do the high-level strategy and lets the agents handle the volume.
So what does this mean for you, the listener, right now? If you are sitting in a company using Nintex or any workflow tool, what should you be looking for?
You should be looking for the silences.
The silences.
Look for the places in your process where communication stops. Where do you send a PDF when you could be sending a video? Where are you sending a generic email when you could be sending a personalized audio update? Those silences are opportunities for engagement.
And the technology to bridge that gap isn't science fiction anymore. It's literally an API call away.
It's incredibly accessible. You don't need a PhD in machine learning. You just need to connect the pipes.
Before we wrap up, I have one final provocative thought I want to throw at you. It's been nagging me this whole deep dive.
Go for it.
We've talked about efficiency. We talked about cost. But let's talk about authenticity. If a workflow can automatically research a topic, write a script, and produce a podcast about it without human intervention, at what point does the company voice become purely an algorithm? And does the audience actually care as long as the content is good?
That is the billion-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing evidence that for utility, for how do I fix my printer or what are my loan terms, people don't care. They just want the answer.
Right.
But for building an emotional connection, for leadership, that might still be the human frontier.
Or maybe the algorithms will get good at that too. I mean, those auto-content voices are pretty charming.
They certainly sound convincing enough. It's getting harder and harder to tell the difference.
It really is. Well, that is a wrap for this deep dive into the marriage of Nintex and auto-content API, a look at how the nervous system and the voice can work together to finally end the content bottleneck.
It's been a pleasure exploring the agentic future with you.
Thanks for listening. Go automate something cool, but maybe keep the I Love You Texts manual for now. We'll see you in the next deep dive.